A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As soon as he left the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew, with James and John. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases, and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak, because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed, and Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues, and casting out demons. The word of the Lord. Last Sunday, the liturgy reminded us of the first miracle Jesus did in the synagogue at Capernaum. With only the authority of his words, Jesus healed a man from an unclean spirit. In his preaching, Jesus announced that the kingdom of God is near, and he invited all to believe the gospel in order to participate in his kingdom. Peace, justice, and love reign in the kingdom of God. We shall all experience the fullness of life here on earth if we do believe. It is not a promise for a future life in paradise. It is very important to remember this, for there are many people who think that Jesus' preaching and promise are valid only for eternal life. Some, if not many, still think that religion is an opium for unschooled people. Christ's words to the Pharisees can help us. "You are wrong," he told them, "because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God. He is God not of the dead, but of the living." The mystery of the incarnation of the Son of God reminds us that he wants people to appreciate their lives on earth. Jesus' teaching is very concrete and practical for our daily life on earth. That is why he invites us, believe the gospel. Today's gospel is a continuation of that of last Sunday. Today, Mark tells us that as soon as he left the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. This is not just a detail. It is a very interesting piece of information. If we read this gospel only as a story, we could admire Jesus because of his power, and it is very easy for us to follow him for material gains, such as healing from illness, or to solve problems, financial or otherwise. This would mean that we follow Jesus in the same way that some follow a politician. If he does what people ask him, they will vote for him. Otherwise, they will abandon him and go after somebody else. But this is not faith. It is not faith in Jesus Christ. Let us then try to read today's gospel as a parable. We will see that Jesus not only performed a miracle, but he did a very important thing. Jesus preached in the synagogue, and he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. It was a new teaching with authority, Mark tells us. In fact, Jesus has authority as the Son of God and the Son of Man. After healing the man from the unclean spirit, Jesus immediately left the synagogue and went with James and John into the house of Simon and Andrew. What could this mean? I think that in his Gospel, Mark wants to tell us about the journey of Jesus from his baptism to his death and resurrection, and also his journey from preaching in his synagogue on to the mission he gave his followers: go into all the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation. This is in line with what Jesus said in his Sermon on the Mount, reported by Matthew. Jesus said to the crowd and to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill them." Thus, the short walk from the synagogue to Simon's house becomes a symbol of the long journey of Christ's disciples to establish a Christian community, an ongoing journey towards full unity around the person and the message of Jesus, the Christ, our Savior. What did Jesus find in Simon's house? He found Simon's mother-in-law in bed with fever. They told him about her at once. I wonder why this urgency. Christ's mission is urgent, and no time should be wasted along the way. Jesus wanted to heal the woman, but he did not order the fever to leave her, like when he ordered the unclean spirit to leave the man in the synagogue. No, he went near the woman and took her by the hand and lifted her up. The fever left her, and she began to serve them. No words were spoken. He only led the woman out of her bed and her fever. She did not have an unclean spirit. She was only with fever, which he healed by helping her out of her sick bed. This is how he is leading us by the hand to full unity with him. The fruit of the silent miracle is that the woman began to serve those who were in Simon's house. Service is the result of this miracle, not just for those in the house, and not just for family members. Mark tells us that after sunset, when Sabbath's duties were over, many brought their sick to the front door of Simon's house. He healed them from their various diseases. The sick did not come by themselves. They were brought to Jesus. Service is, or should be, the main characteristic of the Christian community: service to those in Simon's house and to those outside. Jesus gave us an example we should follow when he said, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as ransom for many." The many gathered around Simon's door needing help. Today's Gospel ends with two important messages. The next day, while it was still very dark, Jesus got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. During his mission, Jesus was always in touch with his Father. Mark's comment should be a message for us on the need for prayer as the basis for our ministry in God's name to humankind. This is the first message. The second is that Christ's main mission is to preach. When Simon and the other disciples told Jesus that everyone was searching for him, he answered them, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." We easily expect Jesus to perform miracles for us and to answer our prayers quickly. It is not his mission. He is the Word. He is a preacher, not a miracle worker, although he has the power to perform them. Miracles are tools intended to help the ministry according to needs, as God knows and sees them. Let us ask Jesus to give us the grace to listen to him out of love for him and not only because of our material needs. This is in line with what Jesus told us: strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.